Hey,
there we go.
Welcome to the podcast. We're here. We're live with Bert Kreischer and Matt McCusker. How are you, Matt?
What's up, man?
How are you?
Good.
You look good, dude.
Thank you, man. No one looks as good as you. Setting yourself up.
Why?
Fucking good boy hair. They're looking good boy haircut.
Big deal, dude. Sometimes guys get good
fresh
boy
shave.
Haircuts.
Damn, dude. You went in.
No mustache. Good part. I look like a good boy again. I was running
like crossbearer. You
I was
could
running with
cross.
The devil there for a minute.
You were.
Now I'm back.
You do look good.
Thanks, man.
Fantastic.
Tommy cut my hair last night.
Did he really?
Yeah. Sober. Tommy
Wait,
was sober.
He was sober and cut your hair?
Allegedly.
Wait, did I ever tell
he
you
had
about,
just come from dinner.
Did I ever tell you about the time my hairdresser fell off the wagon and cut my hair?
No.
No.
Oh, dude. I had this hairdresser. He was cool as fuck. You could only get him. He'd come into L.A. Yeah,
obviously,
on,
he was an alcoholic.
On Thursdays.
So like, cool as hell.
He was cool. He cut Ozzy Osbourne's hair, fucking Perry Farrell's hair. Cut everyone's hair. Oh. And he lived out of town, and he'd come in once a month. And you get a call like, yo, he's in town. Do you want a haircut? So Leanne dumps me, right? It was right when we first started dating.
Oh,
she dumps me. I'm a wreck. I can't stop crying.
Yeah.
And he calls. He goes, yo, I'm in town. You want a haircut? And I'm like still crying on the phone. He's like, hey, what's wrong with you? I go, this chick, I dumped me and I'm fucked. And he goes, why don't you come in and get a haircut? I said, no, I'm good. And he goes, no, it's the best thing you can do is look good today.
Yeah.
You look good. Let's talk about it, man. We're friends. We'll talk. So I come in. Now, mind you, he's a recovering heroin addict. I come in and he's drinking a beer.
Yeah. That's barbershop culture, though.
Yeah.
No, this is like hairstylist culture. This is Hollywood, hairstyle culture. I go up to him, I go, man, I thought you were sober. And he was like, heroin was my problem, not beer.
Yes, I know the story. Yeah.
No, hold on. Keep going. I'm done then.
No, they don't. Keep going. No,
so he goes, you want one? And I was like, yeah, I guess I'll take a beer. And he's like, so what's the problem? I go, this chick, is that a Zen? Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want one?
No.
You had one.
I go, this chick dumped me. He goes, why? I go, I don't know. Friends had a drinking problem. He goes, how many friends?
Dang.
I said, one.
Drinking problem.
Yeah. He goes, fuck them.
Good call, idiots. More like a really drinking solution to all of our life's problems. You know what I mean? God damn, that drinking problem worked out. You parlayed that into success.
Flipped that pretty good.
It's $1 million
idea. It's so funny breaking up with a dude and be like, you have a drinking problem. Never changing. Getting worse, probably. Yeah.
No, I think I've got
just turning on
I
Netflix.
I think I might have got worse. So he goes, how many people told you that? I said, just one. And he goes, it's important. I said, why? He goes, if one person tells you have a tail, fuck them. They're crazy. He goes, if two people tell you have a tail, they're teaming up on you. But if three people tell you have a tail, turn around. And I go, okay. And he goes, you want to smoke a joint? I was like, what? I go, what? And he goes, I go, man, I thought you were sober. He goes, dude, weed wasn't my problem. I wasn't sucking dudes' dicks for weed and a beer, okay? Fucking, do you want to smoke a joint or not? And I was like, go smoke a joint.
I've done it.
So we'd smoke a joint, get another beer.
Suck, guy.
For weed and a beer.
Oh, yeah. One weed, one beer. I'd love to.
Just a hit, please.
Yeah, just a hit.
So we get high. We have another beer. And he comes in and he cuts my hair with a straight razor and his thumb. It hurts so bad. It's like he's pulling my hair out. And as he does my bangs, he turns them into Simple Jack from Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah.
He fucks me up so bad, I get my car and immediately start crying. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, I look like a fucking jackass. And then I went home, and Leanne was sitting on my bed, and she was the one to take me back. She goes, what happened to your fucking hair?
Oh, no.
I was 186
She came
pounds.
Back to take you back?
She was in a sundress. She had gone to a black church.
Oh man.
Sundress. She took you back in a sundress?
Yeah.
Fucking Christ.
You lift that thing up and get after it.
No.
You just cried on that thing?
Yeah, you cried.
I cried
on the pussy.
Eat the pussy out. Cry.
Lubricant.
I think girls would like that a lot.
Oh my God.
See a weak man eating their pussy? That's all they want.
They want
like, yes,
nothing more.
Yes, I broke him. Now he's eating my pussy. Yes.
They want nothing more than a guy to cry on their pussy and they both turn into vampires.
Yeah, they definitely turn into vampires.
Now we're vampires.
You probably cry the same way you laugh too, right?
Oh, I cry aggressive.
Cry hard.
Yeah.
You ever seen me cry? I can cry.
No, not like an actual sad cry.
Oh, I cry. Though. Oh, I can cry real easy.
Really?
Oh yeah. I cry very easy. If I tell you about the end of Time Traveler's Wife, I'll cry. If I tell you, like I can tell you stories that'll make me cry.
The one that makes me cry is Buster Douglas.
Oh yeah.
What?
It's just a fucking 30 for 30 makes me cry every time, dude.
Kids books get me, man.
Kids books, dude.
I cry my fucking eyes out. Dude.
Like Baby Beluga.
Yeah, well, like I get like personalized books. Where it's like, we love you so much. You're like, you know, my daughter's name's Maya.
Oh, from your kids.
So they set. You can.
Well,
write
yeah,
me
that would make me cry.
Where's Waldo? I can't fucking find him. Where the fuck is he? Waldo! He's got his ghetto blaster over his head. Waldo.
Yeah, they get me.
No, you mean kids books literally from your kids that well, they say like mean, we love you at the end?
Like their grandmom will like have like a customized book. So it's like Maya, daddy and mommy. And it's like ever since you were born, you're just like,
ugh, oh, yeah.
You came into our lives.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, it's the worst.
I bet.
It's going to get me.
Yeah, but Buster Douglas.
That's a good one.
Sports. How about
the love of your child? Buster Douglas.
How about Miracle?
Miracle, I think early. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
What team do you play for?
Yeah.
United States of America.
Yeah.
Oh,
speaking
my
of,
God.
You see Team USA last night put a hurting on those dumb Canadians.
Thank God.
In baseball.
Thank God.
We lost to Mexico in baseball.
That's fair.
Pretty bad. No, it's not fair.
What?
USA should be the best team.
At baseball?
Yes.
Brother.
No, for real. If we had all of our players that actually played, no one would beat us.
Right, yeah.
Our
true,
pitchers?
I guess Mexico, not
oh, you mean
the
like,
best pitchers.
Are you talking about? What are you talking about?
It's a World Baseball Classic. It's like the World Cup, although our outfield or like our players are playing.
Well, it's also from it's a Mexican like, pitcher. It's like low sinker.
Yeah, I mean, it goes up. It's coming out low, dude.
It's coming low.
Yeah. Little wee whacker. It's just frustrating. I don't like, there's something about, I get very xenophobic immediately.
About the Olympics.
The second World Cup, Olympics.
Yeah.
I don't even give a fuck about World Baseball Classic. I just found out it was on.
Yeah.
Turn it on. I was like, what the fuck? We lost to Mexico?
Yeah.
I was mad, dude. And we always placate Mexico because we're always trying to sell tickets.
Mm.
So when we play Mexico in any sporting event, it's always in Texas or Arizona. Like, we'll play them in soccer and we'll play them in Houston.
Kind of a fuck you, though. It was
and
theirs.
Dallas.
It was theirs.
It is a nice fuck you, but also.
They're like, no, it's a home game. Like, no, it's our home
they
game.
They pack it out. Yeah. Our home games in soccer is just all green. It's all them.
What?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, man. Well, that's just funny. You can like put a ball in between people and you can hate a whole country. Like, fuck those
guys.
Yeah,
you're allowed
dude.
To immediately.
I miss that. Well, you guys are younger than me. I actually remember really being allowed to hate other countries. Like out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Like Russians.
Sure. Yeah.
Like Russians were like fucking.
You can do it. It's back in.
I wrote about it in a group of liberals. You can say we should fucking nuke Russia.
Yeah. Before they get
And they'd
us.
Be like, yeah, definitely.
Really?
Now you can.
We read the New York Times. Yes, we should nuke Russia.
Yeah, you can do it again.
Good call. No. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You hate Russians.
I miss it.
Being able to just hate a country.
Well, like, it was like, I know, but no, just knowing where your fears were and identifiably where they were.
Yeah.
Like it was the Cold War. It was us versus them, not us versus like these guys and these guys. And these guys hate us also. And then
our own government.
And it was like, oh, and your only fear really was like nuclear annihilation.
I'm not scared of it at all. I don't know why. It fails to get me.
I mean, I guess because it's such a. Hopefully that doesn't happen because then the world's over.
Well, nuclear power.
Yeah, wouldn't you rather that than just you?
Will turn you right into energy.
It'll turn
your solid matter right into energy.
This is the most selfish take of all time.
Let me hear.
And I have it too a little.
Fuck yeah.
Like, it's like, well, if I die, fuck it. I hope it's the world ends. I don't want people to have fun when I'm gone.
Fuck yeah.
It's such a greedy. He's got kids, dude. He's got kids.
I want them knowing too.
He wants them.
Listen, hang on. When I die, they die also.
Yeah, yeah. You're going.
No, because.
You're going King Tut.
You're like an Egyptian king. Yeah.
I can't love them if I'm dead. So I want them dead also.
Fair.
You sound like a lady that puts her kids in the lake. You know what I mean? It's just fucking. That's a wild statement.
Don't you want them to enjoy life? And you're making like you can Lion King them from the sky. You can be like Mufasa.
Yeah, true. You can Jedi them. You can show up as a hologram.
Drink. They'll be at a college party. You're like, do it.
Yes,
drink. Like that. I can't. My stomach hurts.
It's in you.
Drink.
I definitely want my wife to die with me.
Yeah, obviously, for sure.
That one.
Yeah.
I want my kids to live, I guess.
Because then they're going to suck someone.
What?
If you die before your wife sucks someone.
She's going to blow a guy.
You think, Leanne, that you're overestimating
Leanne. She's going to blow a guy, I swear to God, within 1 year of your passing.
I'll put this back. I'm going to put this in my
one calendar year. She's going to blow a guy.
You ready? I'm willing to make this bet. Yeah. I will, in my will, I'll leave you money. Okay.
To try to get it.
No. I'm going to leave a caveat in my will. If Leanne sucks someone's dick within 1 year, you get $1 million out of my will.
Mark it down.
How would you know?
I'm going to be sending
you'd
all
have to
types
be sh-
of
sh- private
Shane's
eye. Private
gonna
eye.
Be like, oh. Oh, I miss him too.
Damn, what a betrayal. Yeah. His wife sucked my dick and I got $1 million.
Oh my God.
No, I'd be sending assassins at her.
Yeah.
I'd be sending some of those NFL boys. I'd be sending Christian McCaffrey would be knocking on your door. Say, Christian, let's make $500,000 each today. And you get hit.
You get
hit. You know that guy who just fucking died? Remember that fucking guy?
You want to make $500,000 the easy way?
Yeah. You'd have to watch, though, to confirm. You'd have to watch.
You think I have a problem watching Christian McCaffrey get hit?
You'd have to watch, dude.
I would
have
my wife.
You have to film it, dude.
That'd be nuts.
Damn.
Insane.
And you're just dead. And you're dead.
No. I'm like Patrick Swayze.
Like in the bookshelf in fucking Interstellar. Just like, no.
Oh, you cue the Unchained Melody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my love.
Yes, dude.
I thought it was a linebacker.
It's just the hottest dude on earth.
I could go right after this, too. It's crazy.
Yeah. You go again?
No, you can't. No one can.
Oh. Yeah.
That was a good podcast, guys.
Yeah.
You need really.
Yeah, we're good. What the rest of this is gonna be filler. That was like one good bit.
It does stink though to think about that. Like what? They have to eventually suck.
Podcast?
No.
Or the wife.
Bereaved wives. Forget podcast for a moment.
Oh yeah, wife is gonna suck after you die.
Yeah, man. She's gonna suck. And you want her to suck. She's you don't want her to never suck ever again.
I know I've had this thought a lot.
No, you don't.
Really?
Wait, what?
You're gone.
Sucks a lot, dude.
Wait, what are you talking about?
She can have sex. She can get sucked.
Yeah.
Sucking's a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously, yes, you do want them to suck again.
Yeah, just for, you know.
Just for the sake mental of health. Peace.
Leanne's too good at it to retire.
Ooh.
She's nice really thing. Fucking good.
That's the best.
I think it's because the majority of her family can't read.
I think that helps.
It does. Yeah. Someone's got to pay the gas bill. Oh,
damn, my family's not that smart. I got sisters.
Oh. It is a terrible thing to think about, whether or not your relatives are just like completely turn it on.
One of your female relatives is a fucking
suck-o-matic, dude. Like scaring, dude. You're like, whoa, what the fuck? The hell's going
just
on?
Just sit back, baby.
Usually takes a while. What the fuck?
Yeah. If I was a chick, I would surprise suck dudes' dicks all the time.
That's what everyone says, but there's got to be some kind of thing in their mind where they just like, you think they'd all do it.
You think they would all suck.
I wonder how quick
I
can get to your dick.
No,
but like, I mean,
put up a little fight just out of people.
No, not now. I know if I was a chick.
I would. I would.
For real, dude.
If a girl goes after my dick's got to be ready.
Oh, yeah.
There's no, if a chick went straight for my dick right now, I'd be like, no.
You never let the,
you cannot see this.
You gotta let him suck the noodle every now and again, though.
Oh, that's my favorite part. That's my favorite part.
Best. You don't
that's
think I let him suck the noodle, bro?
They all suck the noodle, bro.
It's the ultimate test.
They all get that, yeah.
It's the sword in the stone,
like an
dude.
Angler fish. It's a snapping turtle with a little thing in his tongue. Yeah, that's what I got. They're like, oh, what's this little worm? Come here.
Yeah, if I'm hard, I'm like, hold on, let's just wait. I wait till I go down.
And then
like,
I lay next to
him. And then let them start it?
Begin. Yeah.
Then you let the campfire go down, and then they go.
Yeah.
Begin.
Yeah, I don't even touch them when I'm not hard. I lay next to them and I say, give me 1 second.
You try to will it up?
Yeah.
Do you think you could get your dick hard just by thought?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I haven't.
I mean, not in a pressure situation.
Yeah. Let's race.
I need to actually. His pants are kind of tight. I'm wearing.
Lamar, come here.
I just did something the other day and
still trying.
Someone had Mod. Something happened and I started getting hard like in public. It was uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah. I was something. Someone was doing something sexual. I think.
Well, like what?
Can't remember.
Is it at a sex show in Amsterdam? That's the last time I saw you. That'll give you a boner.
Were there schoolboys arguing?
No. Yeah, was it schoolboys arguing?
Oh, no.
Fight on the recess.
Was it an ice cream truck and boys pushing with vanilla all over their hands? Dude, I was watching the Night Stalker last night. That boy, he was getting after kids. Dude.
What?
What's the Night Stalker?
Richard Ramirez?
Dude,
he had horrible teeth.
What a butt fucker. Well,
was he getting after the kids?
Dude, he would break in. Oh. Shoot you in the he would shoot the man in the head.
Damn.
Then he'd go rape the wife. And if you had a kid, he would fuck your kid.
God damn it, dude. Mm-hmm.
Guy
they,
sucked.
When did they get this guy?
He was going hard for like 200 days. And then they got, but he was doing it like every day.
What an asshole.
He's the biggest fucking turd maybe of all time.
Yeah, I would say.
I don't know.
What a jerk.
I think he was bad, but Dahmer is the one that.
No, dude, this guy was butt fucking like 8-year-olds.
I'd rather someone eat my
would
kids.
Shoot
yeah.
you in the head as a dude, and then rape and maybe kill your wife, or just rape her, and then butt fuck a kid.
89.
Oh, so he was.
I was in
no,
high school.
No, no, no. He finally. That was the end of the trial. The trial was like 3 years. Yeah, it was one.
A year and 2 months.
What was the trial? How long was the trial dude. For?
I don't know why it was 3 years, but
him on the stand. Like,
he got two guys from El Paso as his defense attorneys, and they're fucking idiots, dude. They're like, this could be a mistrial because his defense attorneys are such fucking morons. They're like, dude, you better not talk to me like that. They're talking shit to the other lawyer. So these two Mexican dudes that are like, if this guy, you're lucky this is a courtroom, dude, to the other lawyer. They're like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah, the best is at the end. He holds up his hand. He's got a pentagram in it, and he's like, hail Satan. And then they're like, he pleads not guilty.
God damn it, dude.
What was in it for these dudes? It.
What?
I guess if you get that guy off,
I think they were just trying to make sure he didn't get the death penalty. That's
oh,
all
really?
They could do.
Why? Who gives a fuck?
They should have. No, he might have been on death row for that long.
Yeah, he got convicted and got sentenced to the death penalty, but then he died
in
prison.
Of blood cancer.
In 2013.
God came down and said,
yeah, enough of this guy. Enough of this guy.
Although, obviously, God's not real if he let him do all that stuff. Like,
free will, bro.
I know, but you're just some couple. Dude, one of the first ones, he's just some old Asian couple. He just broke in. All right. Dude, he was raping like 80-year-olds.
Weird thought.
And kids.
Weird thought.
Damn.
He sucked. Dude.
He was pansexual.
He was. he was something.
Oh, progressive of him.
Yeah.
So, what if none of that's real?
If they just made that up?
You know, what if none of this is real? It's all just a play for me. Like,
this is getting into solipsism. Yeah,
no, this is the second most insane thing I've heard.
When you go, God isn't real, what if God is, but he only just attends to me? Because that shit didn't happen to me. And that's like
the chosen people are saying?
I don't know. But I don't believe in death. I'm starting not to believe in death. Like, I'm just going to go, it's not
brother,
real.
You better start believing. That thing's fucking. Say you're taking steroids. That thing's headed this way. That thing's steaming down the pike, dude.
I go, if I just, I've never died.
For sure.
So like, and every time I see other people, I go, that wasn't me. So I go, what if I just death
this is like
real?
A second grader's mind.
Yeah, I know. But, but if you want to find happiness, you got to regress. You can't try to get like.
True.
You can't hang out with Louie and
I
be
do
happy.
Agree with that.
Yeah, like
well,
Louie.
Not that part.
Louie is what said to me, it just goes black. One day it goes black. That's it.
Yeah.
And then you go into nothingness. And I go, well, I refuse to do that. I refuse to go, oh, cool, so it just goes black. As opposed to going like, yeah, I hear people die, but it's not me. And then what if you start a religion where you go, death isn't real? And then when people die, the whole group goes, wasn't us.
Yeah, it was a hologram. Told you it's not real. A hologram person.
Yeah, it's not real. Mm. Like, what if the whole thing, because I do have a hard time compartmentalizing.
If you die and everything goes black, death doesn't exist because you never existed. So technically death doesn't exist because literally if you die and everything goes black,
I have
nothing
Xanax
ever existed.
Yeah, then nothing ever existed.
Are you scared of death?
Terrified.
Really?
Terrified. Terrified.
Yeah, I'd like to say I'm not, but obviously, yes.
I mean, I'd be scared if I had to do it tomorrow.
Does it wake you up?
No, I don't. I just feel like you just go back. It's like what Louis's saying, but then you just fade back into this mix of stuff, and then they just spit out another thing. So you as the person die, but the stuff that makes you up just goes back into the fray. So you're just like a...
I like my idea better.
You're an entity.
Yeah.
No, but you're going to die, though.
Mm-mm.
You're definitely going to die.
Not me. It hasn't happened yet. Are,
true.
Prove it.
Also, it depends how you die. You're not going to know you died.
Oh.
No, I'm gonna be one of the guys that knows he's
dying. Yeah, you're going to get the grace of being like... Oh, come here.
I don't know. Night Stalker, he'll shoot you in the head while you're asleep.
How would you like to go out?
Hopefully, I'm laying on this couch and a psycho breaks in and shoots me in the head.
And it just, and you're like,
mid dream.
Look at that fat guy fall off the jungle gym.
True. Lenny from Mice and Men. I'm just watching a YouTube video. I'm like, guys, let's watch this cat's video. Matt sneaks around behind me.
He's fucking...
And goes, Shane, this is a really good YouTube video. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And he just...
Caps him, dude.
Back of the head.
And I get 2 months of the Patreon all to myself.
Yeah, he gets 2 months.
Shane's coming back.
He's going to come back.
Guys, he's in Europe right now. He'll be back.
Yeah. Mice and men, me watching Notre Dame highlights.
Yeah. Ooh. Notre Dame, they're storming on the field.
Like, dude, they're going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah. What's your Lenny of Mice and Men? That's a great thought. What's your Mice and Men moment? Like, how? So I take you out to the river.
Yeah.
They shoot you in the back of the head. What do I whisper in your ear that makes you smile? I know mine. I know mine.
What's yours?
I know mine. Hey, buddy. I got a cold beer for you. You want to hang out, just me and you, drink, and just make each other giggle?
Yeah.
I go, yeah. I go, and I just,
true.
I love the idea of you haven't had a beer yet, but you're about to. Oh, that fucking energy.
It's the best feeling.
Oh, it's the best.
So it blows your head off.
And then blows my fucking
head. What if they shoot you a miss and you're just like, on the ground?
Blows your fucking jaw off.
What the fuck, dude? Why are you shooting a fucking head?
Are you shooting this to me?
You're just drinking beer through tubes.
What's yours? What would be yours? What's a nice thing you like?
I think it'd be someone that's being like, dude, you're so fucking cool. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I know, dude. You're like, dude, you're the fucking man.
Yours is true romance.
Yeah, you're so cool.
Wait, what part is that?
The very end.
Hold on.
You're so cool.
I just watched it. I don't even
Did
remember.
You really?
For real?
Yeah, I just saw it for the first time.
It's the best. It's awesome.
You know the dad.
It's rough language, though.
The guy that goes, they shot me, man. I'm bleeding, man. The big blonde guy.
Maybe I'm thinking of Blue Velvet.
Oh, I love Blue Velvet.
Which one's Blue Velvet?
That's the David Lynch weird movie with the worms and the
stuff.
No, it was
True Romance. Brad Pitt.
Okay.
No. You're thinking of California.
No. You're Brad Pitt's in True Romance. He's smoking the bong out of the
heart. And what's his name? Gary Oldman?
Yep.
Yeah. The N-word's in it pretty heavily.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were saying some rough language for sure. Some rough language.
Yeah.
Unsavory stuff.
What the fuck part is that?
I was talking about Italian, but I don't think that matters.
You're allowed to call them that. You're allowed to call Italians the N-word.
Back then, it was a different time. Dude, in the end, he's just, you're so cool.
And fucking, what's his name? Rappaport, dude. Rappaport's a beast in that.
Right? Oh, he's beast mode in that, dude.
He's great. Bronson Pinchot. I just want to go home. I just want to go home, man. Yeah. Come somebody help me. Get me out of here right away.
Now I remember the end. I'm a fucking idiot, Jesus. Dude. I just watched this movie.
It's the best.
Yeah. Dude, my memory's starting to go. My memory's pretty shitty. No,
my memory's not.
That's awesome.
My memory's, I'm telling you.
Well, you're containing the whole universe in your fucking head. I hope it doesn't fucking
steroids, fail. Steroids help.
Hold on.
Really?
Steroids,
helps.
No, I think steroids
does it make your dick bigger? For real?
No, I'm not having producing that much cum.
Dang. Really?
Steroids.
Yeah, it looked like a baby spitting up. Like, my dick was like.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. It caught me off guard. It's the first time that's ever happened.
Well, you got to save
from
it
from the roids?
I think so. I mean, what? I'm juicing
you
pretty heavily.
You think you'd be chucking roast.
Hold on. Ray, what do you mean? You're juicing heavily.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You're lying, dude. You can't be juicing heavily. It's not heavy. Why are you juicing?
It's microdosing.
I mean, you saw my special. You said yourself, you look low key jacked. Everyone said your shoulders, bro.
Low key jacked. I would never say you look low key jacked. LeMaire did make the fucking mistake of saying your shoulders look great. I was like, God damn it, dude.
I saw you when it came up on Netflix. You did. I don't know if you know you did it, but you licked your lips.
You saw his pupils expand?
Damn, getting rid of my mustache, really, you can see how I don't have any lips at all.
What are you talking
devastating,
about?
Devastating, dude. I have no lips at all. I just have a fat face and a hole that opens, dude. It's devastating.
My sister, my dad, sucks, my dad has no lips. My sister said kissing dad would be like licking an envelope.
Fuck. Yeah.
Leanne's got, I thought Leanne had bigger lips. She doesn't, though.
Really?
I thought that was something she had. She's got like your size lips. You got okay lips. I have big lips.
You got nice lips, man.
I have big lips.
Yeah, you do have some.
Which I throw the bottom one in there first. You're not Italian, get a hold of that.
Oh,
yeah. A little Italian. No, I'm not. Irish German.
Nice.
When I was young, I would keep my bottom lip. I would keep my. I have my mouth open all the time, and I just would look like this.
Yeah, I'm still doing that. I'm fully still doing that.
So you bait with the bottom lip on a kiss, you just go.
Yep. Yeah. Let him nibble. I put that in there and let him play with it a little bit.
Let him nibble a little.
I like this. I go.
I make him penetrate my lips. You know?
Yeah, I say good luck.
I kiss a tongue tied girl. You ever kiss a tongue tied girl?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, what is it?
It's when your tongue doesn't go outside of your mouth.
Oh, down here, yeah.
It's connected. Oh. And so
that's what tongue tied is?
Yeah.
And so she couldn't get it out of her mouth. And so I had to go in and lick it. It was
nice.
Weird.
That was
nice. And sidebar, she had, she smoked cool cigarettes and drank Cavassier. And I was like, this is what it would smell like to fuck Tupac the whole time. She's from Liverpool.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, an English lady.
She's a Scouser. That accent, she's that like, fucking like.
She's like, choke me. I go, no. She goes, Scousers can't get knocked out.
Yeah, dude, that's a fucking rough. That's a disgusting lady, it sounds like.
No, she was pretty rough.
No offense to her.
She was pretty rough. She was pretty rough. We didn't have sex.
Nice. You just choked her?
I just choked her.
Speaking of, a lady.
Speaking of kissing, I was watching The Bachelor last night. It was just on. That show's nuts, dude.
What's going on in the bash?
There's a guy, I don't know his name. All he does is peck. He kisses the girls. He kisses them like
Tease.
10 times in a row. He won't stop kissing them.
Fuck.
Like kissing them.
Like OCD?
Like, this is a really special moment. I'm so glad we're here together. Like he does that the whole time. And then he puts his forehead on their forehead after he's pecked them a few times.
That's kind of hot.
It's fucking disgusting. And then he went and visited this girl's house or her family. Everyone cried.
The whole family
cried.
Why?
I don't know. I guess The Bachelor is an emotional show for these people.
Oh. Yeah.
The brother started crying. They had an interview where the brother sat down with his sister and was like, "Are you ready to maybe get your heart broken again?" And she was like,
"No,
I am." And he's like, "Cause you deserve your happy ever after." He started crying. It's like, dude, your sister's
what?
On a dating show and you're crying.
Your sister's blowing reality TV stars on NBC.
Oh.
They God should do. They
damn.
Should do The Bachelor.
Yeah, it was fucked up
with all bros, for and sure. One gay dude.
See who can find him.
See if you can switch him. Because you know, your brain when you get in that thing, those people aren't really in love.
They get confused. Fucked. It's a reality show.
Yeah, it's a reality show. They don't. You believe you're in love, but you're not.
There's cameras.
There's cameras, and you become a sick version of yourself. You say things you don't mean, dude. When I did Last Comic Standing. I said stuff that to this day makes me cringe. And so much awaits on the other side that I bet they could do it with straight up bros. And you get guys going, I guess I'm gay. I kissed him last night and it didn't bother me. And
so they're really I always thought they were just kind of putting on. They're like warping people basically.
Oh, they fuck them up.
Dude,
oh,
my friend was on The Bachelor.
Yeah, true.
He cried.
I cried.
Before he left, I was like, dude, do not fucking cry.
Hold on.
He said he sat in the car at the end, they played sad music. And he was like, I'm just going to miss all the guys I met, all my friends.
He cried.
He started crying because he was going to miss his friends.
Oh.
Dude, when there is a
fuck.
Like a thing that goes over you when you're on a reality show and you act and behave in ways you would never imagine. When I got kicked off Reality Bites Back, it was with Comedy Central show. I took all my clothes off and I got on top of a board table and I face fucked Michael Ian Black naked and then did a backspin and stuck it.
With the cameras on?
Yeah. And I walked off set and I went, I might have just ruined my career. I literally laid in bed that night going,
what did MIB think about it?
He laughed. It was funny as fuck. It was funny. It was funny.
That's awesome.
It was funny.
I never even thought of that. MIBs, dude.
Yeah. He's cool. He laughed, and that gave it. It ended up working. It's funny now when you watch it.
Oh, I mean, it's hilarious.
But it could have not been, and I don't know why I did it. Like, it's because you get wrapped up in reality.
What'd they kick you off for?
Flirting with Greg Louganis.
Oh, yeah. Being gay on a show can happen to anybody. Yeah. It could happen to anybody, guys, just so you know.
What was the prize?
$10,000. Theo won.
Oh, my
Theo God. Theo won it, and him and Amy, I think they split it, but.
I don't even remember this show.
Yeah, no.
It was me.
I don't even got
Theo Vaughn, Amy Schumer, Tiffany Haddish, Donnell Rollins, Red Grant, Kyle Cease, Mo Mandel, Chris Fairbanks, Jeff Garcia.
It's like the Gladiatorium.
And they just, what happened? The show was just you guys in a house?
We all lived in a house.
And they voted you guys off? You guys voted each other off? Or they
no.
Just...
Every week was a mashup of an existing reality show. So one instead of Think You Could Dance, we did Think So You Think You Can Dive. So we all took diving lessons for the day and then dove. And then one was Biggest Loser, but we had to see who could gain the most weight. Just ate like fucking crazy Jackpot. For a day. And then we had one that was like The Bachelor with Lunell, and she gets us all. And me and Theo and Red win. We win, so we get our prize is we get to take a bath with Lunell. So Lunell, all the execs are in there. And Lunell goes in, and we get in, and Lunell takes her bathing suit off. And she goes, come on, boys, let's party. And so we take our bathing suits off. And then she gets up, and she had two bathing suits on. And she takes our bathing suits, and me, Theo, and Red just get out with our dicks out, and everyone's like, the fuck? Why are you taking our bathing suits?
God damn, dude. Yeah.
It was a fun show. It was fun. The funniest part was
face-fucked MIBs?
Yeah.
Why did you face-fuck my MIBs? Yeah.
What did you do? You were hitting him with your penis.
No, they edited it out. I took...
Well, no, I mean in real life.
No, I didn't hit him with my dick. I got close. I got close.
Oh, okay. So you were like flopping.
He was on a chair and I was on the table and I put my heels on the back of his chair and pulled his chair.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty aggressive. I hit a fucking pretty tight backspin, like a breakdance backspin, and stuck it naked at the end, and then he broke character and started laughing, and that is what fucking saved me.
Thank God.
It was
what was going through your head in this moment?
Nothing.
It was just
panic. You're embarrassed, and you just got kicked off a show, and you're like, I want to save this. I want to be funny.
Full little kid. It's like a little kid birthday spaz. Yeah. Like, it's my birthday. People are like, they blow out the candles. You're like,
why is everyone looking at me?
I've always wondered about that, how real all it is, if it's like all overproduced or if they're like taking you aside, like, yo, go big. So it's just, people.
First of all,
do they fuck with you?
Yeah. We couldn't leave the house. And then they'd put you in a room for like 6 hours. You just sit in a room for 6 hours. You can't live, you're not living a regular life. You're at the beck and call of them. You're not talent. And they trick you. And like one of the things they did, which was like, I still cringe so bad. We took personality tests at the beginning and they asked us really intimate questions. And then they brought us in and they said, you're in a dark room, you have to seduce a woman. And so tell her what you do to her sexually.
What the
oh, man?
So I do it.
CIA operation.
But you're trying to win. Yeah. It's I think it was $8,000 an episode. And so you're trying to win. And so I do it. And the light goes on. It's my fucking mom. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. And so they fuck with you a little bit. I'd never do a reality show now. But I mean,
yeah.
What's crazy is it was $8,000 an episode. And the very first episode,
holy
it was
shit.
Was Chris it's Fairbanks satanic. And Kyle Cease were the two that could get voted off. And Theo had won. So he got to pick who to vote off. Chris Fairbanks just goes up to Theo and goes, hey, will you not vote me off? And Theo goes, okay. And then he just voted Kyle Cease. And Kyle Cease goes, all I had to do was say, ass, don't vote me off. And he's like, yeah, you didn't.
Damn.
Yeah, it was really, it was an interesting experience, but yeah, I think you could. I think you could get people to do crazy shit.
Yeah, that's true. You are kind of like dangling like stardom and riches and above them. So
I do want to add one thing real quick. Look at our team, Matt. Look how locked in and excited they are.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Look at their team.
Spaced.
No, they don't care. They were all just looking at their phones. No one cares. Look at our team. Locked in. No, young.
The mayor's standing.
Yeah. Hungry. Hungry dogs run faster, dude.
Hungry dogs.
Full dogs back there.
Team, clip that.
Team. Clip that one. Look at the team, dude. My team, our team is fucking inept. Our team is useless.
I call the mayor.
Stop adding people to the team.
I call the mayor every week.
Noah and LeMaire, he keeps adding members.
My team looks like
they shower.
I talk to LeMaire every week. I said, LeMaire, what do you do exactly? Tell me exactly what you
exactly
do.
Is it that you do around here?
What do you do? I got to give you something, dude.
I'm overseeing.
He does drive up here, which is huge.
Yeah, driving up sick. Dude, you can hire the mayor just to drive your car. That's so crazy.
It's nice. Because I do the mushroom microdose, so I go heavy on the podcast day, so I can just sit in my seat and just go, aw.
Wait, you do a mushroom microdose? Mm-hmm.
For
Everyone's
a days
doing
a week.
That.
It's the best. Dude, toss it in the regimen, dude.
So hold on. I know let's go back to the mushrooms, but we need to cover steroids.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, if you want to be jacked.
Okay.
Let's trade.
What are you doing? Is this a bit that you're making fun of some other people that are on steroids?
Nope.
They're
my brothers in arms.
When did you get the call? When did you figure out that you needed to spike the T?
I was at my cardiologist, and he does ultrasounds of all my organs. He was like, I think your liver enzymes are going to be up. It looks like you have a fatty liver. I went, really? And he was like, yeah. He's like, we should check your testosterone. I said, really? And he goes, well, if it's low, if we give you testosterone, it'll repair your liver. And I went,
what?
Say no more.
Yeah.
So I called up Waste Wellness guy Brigham. You ever fuck with Brigham down in Austin?
I don't know.
And what's interesting is Leanne had gotten on a similar protocol with Brigham.
You got your wife on tea?
What? I think so, yeah. But she uses a cream. But she had long COVID, and she couldn't get through it. Mm, she wasn't sleeping, and she's going through menopause. So they run all their numbers and then find your vitamin levels and where you're low, and then they assign protocol just to get your numbers back to the level. And I love testosterone.
Nice.
I injected it this morning into my stomach.
How did the first shot? Who shoots it for you?
Me. I love
what?
It.
What?
I take time with
you
it.
You fucking inject it in?
Yeah.
Just intramuscular?
I just love it. Into my belly.
Anywhere specific in your belly? Or just...
I go side to side.
What?
And I tell you what, my brain is moving so much
faster.
That's
just the confidence from the steroids, dude.
Whatever it is.
Your brain's moving.
I'm the man. The first time I went in.
I'm the best ever.
But when you talk about losing your memory, my first day I injected the testosterone, I went in and I had to do a radio run in LA, and I was old school. You guys never really did radio, so you don't remember. But radio is quicker than a podcast.
It's the worst. I hate it.
It's the best.
I hate it.
Oh, come on.
It's always because it's at fucking 6 a.m.
Yeah. I loved it.
But
I
it also does
alcohol.
Nothing now. Maybe in some places like L.A. or whatever. But
No. Like Cleveland, if you went and did Rover's Morning Glory, you'd fucking double your ticket sales.
The very last time I did radio... It was local news.
You did the Zoom.
They did a Zoom and local news.
They
just said Sean Gillis at the bottom. They couldn't hear me. It was coming in and out. I was like, yeah, what? And then when I got there, I think I also had to do radio, and I was like, the manager
what
was
city?
In the, Rochester. And the manager was in the crowd, and I was like, could somebody here clap if you saw me on the local news or radio today? Nothing. I was like, all right, can you stop making people do that? Thank you.
Damn.
Yeah. And I think he did.
That's nice.
Yeah. There's markets, Tampa, you'll move extra tickets, DC, Philly. Preston and Steve still fucking.
PNS. Yeah, he kicked me out of his house, man. I got beef with fucking Preston.
For real?
Yeah.
He kicked you out of your house?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. His like wife or whatever was the coach of the girls' volleyball team. So we're over there for Halloween, and he was like, all right, guys, get out of here. So we took a bag of Reese's. I'm like, fuck this guy. And we left. I still have beef with him.
Yeah, he kicked all the boys out.
We were with the girls.
He wanted the volleyball girls to himself.
Yeah, dude. I was pissed.
Did I just have a dream? Did I just talk about volleyball girls?
Really?
When?
How about that memory?
Where was that?
The team's on it, though.
Oh, yeah, I was.
You're talking about on stage?
Oh, Kill Tony.
Yeah, volleyball girls?
Dude.
What about? Yeah, no shit.
It's.
I've been bidding my special about it, about their shorts, about how it's totally not necessary.
It's not. I mean, it's. Yeah. Have you done. Did you ever do La Jolla?
No.
Dude, there's a beach volleyball tournament out there that is every fucking weekend. And I went for a jog. And I, as a dad, I had to turn myself around and go, I can't. Yeah. I can't. This is not. Yeah. It's aggressive.
It's not right.
No.
It ain't right.
Well, there's no male equivalent.
So how is it now squashing your, you know, you're saying as a dad, you had to kind of, you know, squash your sex drive. You're on T though. So is it like.
Now you're hornier than ever.
Yeah, you're hornier than ever.
I run through there like a fucking werewolf.
Yeah. Just bite the ball.
Oh. No, you don't squash. It's here's the thing. It's not. You're not. You don't squash.
You'd be so slow in the sand. You'd be like, they'd all get away.
Covered in sand.
It's like one of the worms from Dune.
Yeah, true. You could go under. You'd be a tremor. You could pop out.
I'm like the guy from Spaceballs. Man, I ain't found shit. How old are your kids?
2 or 3. Okay, and like 9 months.
You don't squash your sexuality. Like you don't squash it. It's interesting because you're not, as your daughters get older, you find that you're, I guess nature takes over and that you start seeing young girls as young girls, like your daughter. And so those shorts, I remember was looking at, and these girls were young too then, and going like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, you don't go like, oh, don't look at that. Like, you're like, dude, who the fuck, what dad would be like, yo, put these on.
Yeah, true.
And get out there
And you're like, I'm going to go jerk that guy
It's
off.
Interesting. I'm more attracted to older.
Chef. Thank you.
Compliments to the chef.
I'm going to fight that guy and kiss him.
What'd you do to me out there? You freak? Maybe you want to fuck kids or something? What's the matter with you? Are you trying to get me to be a pedophile? Dude, volleyball kids are so hot. It's such bullshit, dude.
Oh my god.
I got hit with I told you that fucking there's this girl that's an LSU gymnast. She's so fucking hot, dude.
Yeah.
So I was on her Instagram.
Talking volleyball college kids.
Now we're talking gymnast college kids.
For sure.
She's in a commercial now. Last night I was sitting here and I was like, that's the girl I look at her Instagram. Like, that's the hot girl that I stare at on Instagram.
How about track?
Yeah, track girls.
Oh my God.
Texas A&M has a hot track girl.
Sprinters, not the distance.
Australia
freaks.
Has a hot lady that was, she'd do a little dance before she ran.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's only a few of them, so I guess we're all talking about the same one.
Yeah, we're definitely
my favorite ones are Texas A&M girls. The black chicks with the fucking, when their nails are done.
Oh,
and their
hair.
And their face is like DMV face, where they're just like,
true.
Don't get me started
fucking
on this.
Full DMV face.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. Sir. I love that.
I'm going to need you to go to the back of the line, sir.
Because when I run, my face is not. It's like.
I call no racism on that. That doesn't count.
Yeah, when they clack on the keyboard with long nails, I go.
Yeah.
Bert, you're
that's
on my.
That's crazy. Keep your face straight while you're running. It's nuts.
What was it, your Instagram?
Yeah. What's her name?
You're trying to find the gymnast.
All I follow is
they
Canadians
can get a little
right
scrappy-do-ish, though. The gymnasts can get kind of like...
Yeah, they get real scrappy-do.
Guys, I'm going to hard pass on gymnasts.
No. All right, here we go. I'll show you, dude.
You got to get them before they fucking
I can guarantee you I'm like already Brock not Lesnar. Into a gymnast.
Start looking like Brock Lesnar.
I need like an alternate gymnast where they're like, yeah, she's 6'2", but like she is still good.
Yeah, or like a ribbon twirler gymnast.
Bro.
Let me see what you got. See what you got.
She's...
Oh, I was wrong.
Come here. Pop those glasses on, dude. Get those spectacles out.
Wow. Whoa, how does she...
How does she support her body weight?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh, there, that's
look at that picture.
Hmm.
Do you guys love her?
That's interesting.
Wait, how tall is she? She's at the bottom of the picture frame in that.
I care about her. 5'6". She's 5'6"?
5'6". My wife's 5'6". Hitler was 5'9". You can't watch a lot of Hitler stuff because then you start dropping Hitler facts and you look like a Nazi. You know, his dad was a beekeeper.
She's pretty fucking... LSU, bring her to me.
Birdie. All right.
She's birdie.
There needs to be a filter where I put in my phone. I am a father, and I'm 50. No more hot chicks. No more young chicks. Yeah. I'm really attracted when you find like a fucking coach's wife. There's like a couple
that's a nice fetish, dude.
I like to see a good Southern mama coach wife. You know
I
what I mean?
For you.
Remember Southern Mama? Remember that comic? Wasn't he a comic?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the guy who spazzed at JFL. No. I was like, enough of these fucking trans and blacks. They're like, what the fuck?
Southern Mama. That was fucking fun.
Yeah, that guy rolled.
I forgot
fun.
About that.
Good for Southern him, dude. Mama. He went to JFL.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be all political like the rest of these fucking queers. People were like, boo. If I was there, I'd be like, yo, Southern Mama. Southern Mama went for it on stage.
He tried to get on my podcast.
Southern Mama tried to get on?
Yeah, he tried to get on my podcast. He was like, I don't remember. He
needs redemption. He true. Didn't mean it. He true. Didn't mean it. He was
it's
trying
a high-pressure situation.
He was trying to goof off in a high-pressure situation.
Yeah.
He was that could have happened to any of us.
He was trying to. You have a picture of you and Chappelle up on your mantle?
Yeah, my woman did that. Don't judge me.
Where's the picture of you and Rogan?
I was watching you intake.
I don't have a picture with Rogan.
Is that Gabe Davis?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Legion of Skanks. Gabe, you have a bunch of Gabe Davis pictures.
No, there's only one.
There's two.
Is that Abraham Lincoln without his beard?
No, that's John Brown.
John Brown?
There's only one Gabe Davis, for the record.
Gabe Davis is a fucking Brown. Gabe Davis is a fucking man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's
pretty neat.
But see that, even that, like he's, when I was talking to him, I'm older than his parents.
I do have to get rid of that picture. You're right. The other one is just me doing stand-up.
You know,
you're in the one, you're in the other one.
What other one?
Look at this. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, you little fucking baby. That was cool. Look at that one. Still got that one from...
Remember that day?
Oh, that's fucking badass.
It's a cool picture. Remember that?
Fucking picture.
Yeah.
I need a picture of you in my house. I just want to get one. Like, I'm going to put your headshot up.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I think I had a good boy haircut in my pictures.
Dude, you did.
I have a good boy haircut.
That's... If you paid attention, every time you get a good boy haircut, something big's about to happen, dude.
Something... terrible is about to
happen. So wait, do you feel the mushrooms at all?
No, you take them so they're like you don't have like a heavy onset. You get yourself to the heavy onset feeling and then you just scale it back. So you're taking the maximal amount that doesn't give you like a every now and again I'll have moments where I'm like, ooh, but it's nothing crazy. You don't feel like you're tripping at all.
I like to microdose with alcohol.
You can do that.
Like to find a
yeah, but it wears off and you're like
no, but always just no, but you have like a doctor going like, and we're back in. We need a little sip of beer.
Yeah,
nice. And you're like,
I think that's what Valiums are.
Really?
You can titrate. Yeah,
you can't. Oh, Valiums. I was addicted to Valiums and Oxys for a period of time. I fell off a waterfall.
How was that? You fell off a waterfall?
Fell off a waterfall.
In a barrel?
onto my back. Yeah, Bam Margera was daring me to do it.
You fell off a waterfall and landed on your back.
On my back, yeah.
Ooh. In the water?
No, on a rock.
Ah, dude.
On a rock.
The fuck?
Like where Jacob went to kill Isaac or whatever
his name was.
And I was like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
And, yeah.
How high are we talking? What kind of height?
15 feet.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I was rappelling. And I had a moment and I was like, this is really cool that I get to do this. This is fucking badass. I was like, and it was the last episode we were shooting. And I was like, hey man, take a moment and like really drink it in. And so I looked over this canyon. I was like, this is fucking awesome. And I kicked out a little bit to look and there was algae and I slipped and I flipped upside down. No. And once you're upside down, now I'm just getting waterboarded. And I don't know what I was trying to do. They say I was trying to reach a GoPro. But I went and I let go of the rope and I just went vroom, and I landed on my back.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then I had to get they didn't have a helicopter. The funniest part of the story is my buddy Paul, who's a producer, that morning, he goes, we get to the thing, and I go, he had told me one time, if you ever don't take your blood pressure medicine, the next day just double it up. Yeah. And I went, okay, yeah, this is what works. So then we get to do the thing, and he bought me a large dry suit, and I'm in double XL. So I had to squeeze into a dry suit. I go, Paul, and he goes, I'm slipping up today. Sorry, man. Sorry, I wasn't looking. And then I fucking rappel. I fall down, and Paul's at the bottom of the canyon. I say, hey, well, I need to get hella backed out. I can't move my legs. And he was like, I didn't organize one. I was like, what? And he goes, I didn't think you were going to fall. I go, yeah, that's why you get them. And he was like, yeah. And so we get to the top of the trailhead. I had to crawl on my hands and knees.
Oh, my God.
Up a fucking 220-foot cavern. I had to climb out and get
dragged. They
ride
you like a donkey?
and then I get to the trailhead, and they come up.
Equipment on your back?
They take my blood pressure. The search and rescue's up there. They take my blood pressure, and they go, his blood pressure is 170 over 110. And they go, we're afraid you're going to stroke out. And I went, huh? I said, oh, I haven't taken my blood pressure medicine. Don't worry. Just grab it out of my bag. I'll take double. And the lady goes, that's not how that works. I went, what? She goes, you can't just take double your blood pressure medicine. And my buddy Paul goes, huh, I'm 0 for 3 today.
Damn.
So what happened? So then you got addicted to the oxys and the Valium?
So it's amazing. You take an oxy and the pain goes away.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've never had anything like it. Yep. So I took an oxy. This is how bad I was in pain. I took an oxy and a Valium that night, and then I went to bed, and they wore off, and I didn't have the pills near me, and I had to piss, and I couldn't get out of bed, so I had to piss in the fucking bed in a hotel room. And then and then I was like, that'll never happen again.
I've done that a bunch of times.
I kept the pills right next to me all the times. And then I woke up one morning like a month later, and then I had a gig. I had a gig for $25,000 in Aspen, and my wife's like, you're making that gig.
Yeah.
Isla and her flew out. They got me in North Carolina.
You're on oxy and alcohol?
Oxy, alcohol, and Vicodin.
Holy shit.
And oxy, alcohol, at this time, oxy, alcohol, Vicodin, and Valium.
Jesus.
And I'm drinking. And I get up to do the thing, and I'm fucking already a little fucking up. I start doing some material, and it was all millionaires. These guys were like hedge fund dudes. And the guy goes, just tell the machine and drink with us. And I went, what? He goes, that's all. Just tell the machine. I told him I want him here in the machine, and then drink with us. And I was like, okay. And then one guy's like, can you give us nicknames? I was like, sure. So I gave everyone nicknames. Oh, I told the machine, and then drank with them.
Yeah, no problem.
But then one day I woke up, and Leanne was standing over my bed, and she had both pills.
I mean, I'm so mad for you for them doing that.
What?
Saying that while you're on stage, I would have been furious.
Oh no, I love it. I was like, good, I don't have to do
anything.
True, any
I mean, it is nice to just be like, all right, well, we're done then,
guys. Yeah. We paid $25,000 just to have you drink with us, just drink with us, party with us tonight. And so we got fucked up in Aspen, and that was it.
That's nice though,
yeah. And then Liam one morning was standing over me, and she had my pills, both sets of pills, and she said, you're done with these. And I was like, oh no, I actually need one to get out of bed. And she goes, nope, and threw them away. And I was like,
ooh.
That was a good move.
How long were you on them for?
Probably, I'm guessing a month or 2 months. But it was, I was taking, I had, this is the slippery part of this.
I think you'd be addicted that quickly.
Oh, they'll get you. Oh, yeah, they'll get you.
Well, what happened is I had a script. Oh, yeah. I had a script in North Carolina. And then that I got filled. And then I could get a script filled in LA. Oh. And I was taking, every 4 hours, I was taking a pill.
What was the milligram? You know the milligram?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But, and then I went, and Leanne took me to a pot doctor, and I got weed.
Nice.
And we went, if Leanne has ever going to tell you a moment where I was at my lowest, it was, we went camping that weekend, and I was coming off oxys, and I said some wild shit to her.
It was her fault.
Give me the fucking oxys, you dumb bitch. Come here.
Dude.
I'm sorry, baby. I take that back. I love you. You know I love you so much. Come here. Just give me the fucking oxy.
After a couple months, you'll start getting physically addicted.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
I said something she will bring up every now and then.
It's the worst.
And she'll just go, just so you know how much I love you, you said that to me.
That's the drugs talking, baby. That's the drugs.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, no, but I'm glad I went through it and figured it out.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
At least I know I'm not It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, if you had a, yeah, it would suck if you had to make fucking OxyContin's fun.
You could. Yeah, that could be the next special.
It's party time.
No more Oxy. Booze. No, no more booze.
It's OxyContin.
Yeah,
guys, steroids and Oxys.
Yeah. Someone zapping you. Yeah.
We said we went to have you ever been around someone that my buddy never mind, I can't say that. I was fucking I have a best friend that I had in I can't say any of this, sorry.
I've been around people nodding out. Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. Terrible.
We were in Hawaii and Leanne one time. Leanne's like, "Hey, no booze this trip." I said, "What?" She goes, "Let's make it about the girls. No booze. No partying, no, like, none of, it's not ours. It's all about the girls." And so I was, like, fucking livid until I got there, and then I could drive the rental car, and I was like, "Oh, I've never driven in Hawaii, because I'm always hammered."
It's and beautiful
then,
drive, yeah.
It's beautiful, and then I'm waking up early, and George and I are hanging out. The only time I wanted to drink, we went to a luau. I didn't know we could do that. I've been holding them in.
No, we can totally.
It's... Go wild.
And there was a woman nodding out next to us, like this. And I was like,
"Oh no!"
Yeah, and she was at our table, and I was like, "I'm so glad I'm not drinking right now."
Yeah,
she was just like this. But I will tell you, no booze on a family trip can get a little taxing.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
there's no way I'm going to the beach and not Matt. Let's get back to having fun.
Let's get back to the show.
Are you drinking tonight? You have to fly out.
I'm
tonight?
Not drinking. Oh, actually, you know what? I got to do fucking Tuesdays with Stories tonight. Live.
What's Tuesday?
Norman
Tuesday
and Tuesday. Joe List podcast.
Okay.
So I'll probably have a couple cocktails for that one.
Hey, would it be weird if I went in and heckled?
No.
And just put on an outfit?
No, I think it'd be funny.
Let me go up. I want to tell a joke.
Yeah.
Dude, we
told this podcast a bunch of times. Dude. An assassin in a live podcast is the funniest thing.
So funny.
Me and Matt, it was at Skankfest, and it was Jason Ellis's podcast, but it was like Soder, Louis J.
Yeah.
Big J was up there.
They were all up there. And me and Matt were in the back and we were talking to this guy and he was like, "What did he ask for?"
He wanted a picture.
He wanted a picture. And I was like, "The only way you can get a picture is if you go up there and tell them to shut the fuck up." This guy without
say, "This is not funny.
This is not funny.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. This isn't funny. Shut up." So middle of a live podcast, this dude standing walks to the front and just goes, "Hey, hey." And they're like, "What?" He goes, "Shut up. This isn't funny. Be funny." Oh yeah, he started saying
be
funny.
Funny. He's like, "Be funny. Shut down.
Shut the fuck up. Be funny." And of course, Lewis is like, "You get the fuck out of here. This is my festival. I'll fucking get."
You know, dude, I could unravel Joe List.
He didn't stop. The guy didn't stop.
For real? Lewis
is in the middle of like, kick him the fuck out. And the guy just goes, "Shut up." and then he walked back and Soder was on it. Soder watched
followed
where he walked. He saw me and Matt in the back like he was like, "Oh, that was Shane."
Yeah, he's an old wizard, dude. He went, "This isn't right. This isn't real."
Oh,
yeah,
so, it was very funny. Yeah, you could, if we sent you, dude, just from the back, just be like, "Shut the fuck up.
The guy with the glasses is bothering me."
You could say him or Norman and they would both.
Norman, I think wouldn't be. I would imagine Joe would get more razzled than.
I think that would fuck everybody up.
Yeah, I was going to say I couldn't.
That would fuck me up.
Live podcasts are hard.
They are hard.
Yeah. Someone singles you out too, like, "Yo, that guy,
that guy's bringing the whole podcast down. Shut up."
Yeah. Talk less.
I would leave.
This would be better without the other guy. Like,
yeah. Oh, dude. Like Mans does when I did a podcast with Mark Norman. Mans just goes,
"Suck Mark Norman."
Yeah, he goes, "Bert, stop talking." In the middle of the podcast, I go, "Mans, it's my fucking podcast." He goes, "Yeah, but you're not letting Mark talk enough."
What the hell?
Yeah. He loves Norman.
He loves.
Hates Norman. Me.
What?
When I show up, he's like, "Hey, what's up?" When Norman shows up, he's like, "Mark, hey."
Hey, Mark.
Like, hugs. He gives him like a real slimy hug. Like,
What the hell?
I wonder if I'm going to go in.
Not true. Nah, don't be fooled, dude. That guy's a dickhead. Don't be fooled. That guy's a mean dickhead, dude.
Oh, Mark, he knows I love him. You know, hold on. You realize, you know that Tuesday with Stories is his favorite fucking podcast.
It's a good podcast.
I guarantee you he makes us go into Manhattan to watch that fucking live stupid podcast.
Yeah, definitely come. We'll have some drinks.
All right.
Some. I got to go to Austin in the morning.
What time?
Probably late.
Are you doing the podcast end?
Probably late. Doing the podcast in Rogan.
Yeah.
Rogan's show. Actually, I don't know if we're doing the podcast, but definitely just going down. Do the shows. Yeah. I'm going to do Kill Tony.
Are you?
Yeah. Unless that's a secret.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Fuck it.
It'll be out tomorrow anyway.
Yeah.
Secret's out.
But
are you doing spots tonight?
Tonight, no.
Just doing live. Where's just the podcast at? The Stands?
I think it's at the Gramercy Theater.
Ooh. Oh, it's like a, is that a big place?
It's not huge.
It sounds big.
It does sound huge. It sounds big.
Historic.
It's not.
Yeah,
it does sound historic.
Yeah, I'm like, I know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's big.
Do you know, you want to hear something funny? There's a theater in Atlanta called...
It's 500 seats.
That's
pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
Jeez, is it sold out?
Yeah, definitely.
Fucking live podcast, 500 seats. The Tabernacle.
Oh,
what's nice. The matter?
Fucking Lemaire.
What was that, Lemaire? Oh, we're at an hour? Oh, good job.
All right.
Yeah. Well, let's put it down. Here, so, go ahead. Cut off, Bird.
Yeah.
Bird, stop. Lemaire, go.
Razzle. Oh, sorry. Nope.
Yeah, nope.
There's a
no one's actually mad. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
So you
got
the tabernacle.
There's a venue in Atlanta called the Tabernacle, which is an old church.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I'm there. Well, I don't know why I'm telling you this story right now.
Talking theater.
Oh, because we're talking about Gramercy Theaters. And so what you picture it being versus what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go in and I'm like, this is fucking beautiful. And my buddy and his son are with me. And I said, and his son goes, what was this? I said, this is an old black church. And this black guy goes, the fuck did you just say? I go, this is an old black church. Isn't this like an old black church? And he goes, you think black people were allowed to have churches like this in the South? And I went, oh, I never realized that. And he goes, yeah, this was a white church. He goes, have you ever seen Martin Luther King's church? I go, and then I realized,
yeah, of course I have.
It's a fucking
box. Yeah, obviously,
box.
I still go. Duh.
But it's like your brain, my brain didn't do the math of going, obviously, they were never giving this to black people. Martin Luther King's church is like a box.
Yeah.
It was a really small. So I was like, I don't know why, because you were saying Gramercy Theater.
That makes sense. He didn't have to go that hard on you. He's like, all right, dude, I was, you know, yeah, penalized also, me for being not racist, basically. Yeah.
I thought hopefully he was just going to be like, you can just say church.
Yeah.
But
yeah. No, but it was cooler when I thought that you hear gospel singing.
Yeah,
and like,
true.
And like people passing out and, you know, the sun shines in. And,
fun church.
Yeah, fun church.
Yeah, you saw it, but.
But it was just a racist church.
It's a white church.
Hmm.
It wasn't a choich. It was a church.
It was a choich. Here's what I wanted to say. I think I might have said it to you before on something, but I was Machine Trailer.
Yeah.
Sick, dude.
Thank you.
You told me about it the first time.
Oh, yeah. I showed it to you.
And then when you showed me the trailer, I was like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
How good that looks.
I have a lot of vulnerability out there right now.
Yeah.
Netflix special movie.
Ooh.
That's scary stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, how about, so you showed it in Tampa. So I missed it. This would have been a hang, dude. What? I missed it.
Dude.
I was so bummed. So I was doing a show in Tampa. He was doing a show in Tampa. I went over to he was doing the arena. He was doing where the Lightning play.
Sick.
The Bolts, which the by Bolts. The way, they gave us a bunch of like Lightning hats and shit. I put it on. Their logo looks like, I put it on. McKeever was like, anytime you wear a Lightning logo, you just look like you're wearing a superhero hat. He's like, you just look like a guy who's wearing superhero merch. And I was like, fuck. I just exchanged my hat for one that said Tampa Bay Lightning. Because the other one was just a lightning bolt. I was like, fuck, I definitely look like a superhero fan. But you showed the trailer there anyway. And just missed it. Fucking Mike Allstott and who was the other
Derek
one?
Brooks.
Derek Brooks.
Oh. And bar none, William Floyd. Running back for the 49ers. It was Mike Allstott. Wade Boggs.
All time.
Wade Boggs and Mike Allstott.
Dude, it was, it was.
I missed the hang, dude.
Yeah. Can I tell you the coolest part of that?
Mike Allstott is the coolest part of that.
Mike Allstott is.
Derrick Brooks is also. Oh, 5'5". Come on.
So Derrick Brooks.
Comes, Florida State. Derrick
comes,
Brooks.
Yeah, yeah. He comes to give me my jersey.
Mike Allstott, Purdue.
Mike Allstott went Purdue?
Yeah,
went
a lot of people don't know that one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Derrick Brooks.
Imagine what he was doing in college.
Jesus. Who, Mike Allstott?
Mike Allstott.
He makes the pros, Christian dude. McCaffrey look tiny.
Yeah, he's a freak.
He no today.
They're totally different. They're totally different.
But he's fucking jacked.
He's yeah. Now he's even more jacked. He looks insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike Allstott.
He's nasty. Yoked, I know. Dude. I know.
Hold on. I want to keep talking about Mike Allstott.
No, no. I'm going to tell you the Derrick Brooks story.
I want to think about Mike Allstott running over guys.
I might have already told you. I didn't know. I think I might have already told you.
Who cares? You and me are drunk almost all of our conversations, yeah. Dude.
Derrick, my dad, was my first time my dad ever saw me do stand-up. He's never seen me do stand-up. And so he was really uncomfortable. Like, he got backstage and he was just like, this guy was good. You know, like, didn't know how to compartmentalize feelings or anything. And he was kind of shut down. And then Derrick Brooks came backstage. And my dad lights up. And he's like, and like, looks at me, he's like, yeah, Derrick Brooks. And I go, yeah. And I go, he just gave me like a jersey and like a thing package and do a trade shot with him. And he goes, you know Derrick Brooks? I go, not really, but. And Derrick Brooks says to my dad, how cool is it to see where he's come from to where he is today? And my dad goes, well, yeah, I've never seen him do stand-up before. And Derrick Brooks goes, I was at his first show. I was like, you were at my first show? He goes, Potbellies. I saw you do stand-up for the first time ever.
Wow.
And I went,
what the fuck?
I was like, are you fucking serious? He's like, yeah, man. I went with Miles. And I was like, holy shit. He's like, it's cool, man. I saw you in Tallahassee at Potbellies, and now I see you at the arena. He goes, man, you make me proud. And I was like, holy shit. I started like tearing up. Yeah. My dad's like, Derrick Brooks saw you. Buddy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you make me proud, dude. Yeah.
No, I'm the proud one. I'm the proud one, you black son of a bitch. That's my son. Derrick Brooks fucking rules, dude. Allstott. Come on, dude. Tell me more about Allstott, dude.
Allstott was fucking
lowering
great.
In the shoulder.
Allstott was fucking awesome.
So sick.
Remember when Chris Berman would do that when he would run?
He was nasty.
You're in safe hands with Allstott, and then he would. All the highlights would be him trucking guys.
I got a text that morning. They said, hey, there's a guy named Mike Allstott that would. I go, yes, 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 yes. Are you putting on Allstott highlights?
Obviously. Allstott is dude, if you're white, you love Mike Allstott.
Did you see how fucking jacked he is now?
Yeah.
He's shredded.
Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that.
I went, yeah.
If you're white, you love Mike Allstott.
You kind of do.
Obviously.
I know all power. That's the one thing I did follow in football was power backs. I know.
Jerome Bettis, Mike Allstott, dude. What's better than seeing the bus? Crack one, dude.
Oh, I was more like Walter Payton.
You like sweetness.
Tony Dorsett. Like, that was my.
Okay. I can respect that. I was a power back head. I told you, I filled out one of my spelling tests as Jerome Bettis in grade school. Got in trouble.
Wait, really? Who's your all-time favorite Eagle?
Oh.
I got mine.
I loved Mike Vick when he was with the Eagles.
Did you?
I loved
Mike Vick.
I liked Terrell Owens.
Put on a
too.
Mike Vick T.O. highlight nice. Reel. I could fucking watch that. You ready for mine? Harold Carmichael. Eagle.
That's a good one. That's people's.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Mike Allstott, 6 years ago, half-hour highlight video. Look at this.
Look at this.
Dude.
Oh, my God,
man. Yes.
Wow.
There's Derrick.
There's Derrick.
I'll see it. Let's see him do it. Come here. Punch it in, dude.
Punch it in, dude.
God
nope.
Damn.
Nope.
Denied. Yeah. Right. I'm not done. I'm not done because I had to work for it because I wasn't born fucking with privilege.
Okay. You just did what he did with the ball, dude. Like,
true. Look at this.
There we go. Yeah.
Get the fuck off of me, dude.
Oh, my God.
Look at Gruden, dude.
Jesus.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
That's how a white man runs a football.
Should we FaceTime
North
Mike
and
Allstott?
South. None of that dancing bullshit.
Hands the ball right to the ref.
Sap 99, dude.
Yeah, Sap was one of my favorite players,
Sap, Lynch, Derrick Brooks, Barber.
I might be a Buccaneers fan. Now
This was my favorite
was
team.
Dude,
squad?
This
I used
was
to
a
love
good,
this team.
Yeah.
This was a good fucking team.
Look at that freak, dude.
Yeah, he's fucking
come here. The fuck off me, dude.
Yeah, WWE guy.
That team was a great fucking team. Sap, Allstott,
yeah,
Derrick Lynch. Brooks.
Damn, dude.
Simeon Rice. Rondé. Yeah. Rondé Barber.
Rondé.
Simeon Rice.
Look at these guys. We'll have to pop the vid. We'll pop the vid.
Brian Kelly.
Who?
There's some deep cuts
here. Martin Gramatica. Martin Gramatica.
Martin Gramatica. Automatica.
Who's that guy?
Martin Gramatica.
Who's the kicker?
Is he a kicker?
Automatica Gramatica.
He has a kicker. Kickers all look the same. Look like they
no,
like,
that's Allstott, dude.
That's Allstott?
Dude, how dare you say Allstott looks
I've never
like
seen
I
him without
love
a
those
helmet.
Creamsicle. I love those creamsicle.
I've never
uniforms.
Seen him without his helmet, dude. Lordy,
can't stop 40.
That's what Allstott looks like?
Look at that.
Oh,
that kid got jacked after that.
Holy shit.
Was like
dude.
One of, that was no a, way that kid's like Mike. No, he took Allstott's powers. He was flying down.
Knocked the bolts off the wheelchair.
Dungy. Young Dungy.
Dang, dude.
Tony Dungy.
Seeing Allstott run the ball.
Yeah, it was a tough one. Dungy put the whole team together. And then he, in 2001, he left and Gruden got the Super Bowl.
Gruden sent
year.
An email like, what a fucking dork.
It's crazy that I'm getting to meet my heroes now. Trent Dilfer.
Yeah,
he was nice too. This is all off of NFL Blitz, my memory.
Yeah, it was a good squad.
Dilfer was nasty.
I mean, Warwick Dunn back there with him.
Warwick Dunn, I graduated with Warwick Dunn. We sat next to each other.
Really?
In graduation. And he said, I was written up in Rolling Stone magazine as like the party animal. And we were sitting next to each other and they were taking pictures of us. I said, you're going to Tampa? He said, yeah. I said, I'm from Tampa. He said, cool. I said, he goes, you're the party guy? I said, yeah. And I go, when you go down there, if you want, I can hook you up with some of my friends. And he goes, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I said, really? He goes, I don't think I ever want to be friends with your friends. I went, really? He goes, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't do any of that shit.
Just
I'm trying
athlete.
To play football, man. And
oh,
I was
wow.
like, oh, yeah, good call. I was like, yeah, yeah. You're on my team. Can you, yeah, please bust your ass.
Oh, that's nice. Good for him. Just being like, no, that's.
He's a great dude. He's a great, great dude.
He's transfixed. I'm Dilfer. Sorry. I got to turn this off. I can't
turn
stop.
It off. This is like fucking TikTok.
It's so fun, dude.
Pull him off.
Why don't I have more highlights of sports in my TikToks? You know what I have? I have gay dudes in my TikToks.
Nice. That's what you want.
Have you heard Luke and his sassy brother, Scott? Mm-hmm. Good one.
What do they do?
Just
like gay sassy commentary.
They're two gay brothers. I think they're both gay brothers.
Oh, I got a good
gay
one. I got a good
best.
Gay dude.
I got a better one. I got the best one you'll ever find.
There's one of this kid named Dakota.
Oh, Dakota Wright. Yeah. Dakota Wright. Yeah. Dakota Wright. Yeah. I fucking love Dakota.
It's
I'm DMing
so,
him right
it's
now.
So funny.
He's fucking dude. That's all I've been doing.
It's so funny. It's like
dinner at
hey
BJ's.
Yeah. Hey Olive Garden orders. For to drink,
for
I'm
to
having.
Drink.
Yeah, it's so
for
good.
To drink.
It's just these gay selling dudes.
And then his husband, yeah. his yeah. husband, his name's, what's his husband's
I don't
name?
Know.
His husband goes, you're 2000 late. I'm 2008 this already.
Yeah. Guys just going to shit.
Shit
like,
down.
We're going to go to CC. Get orders. CC Pizza's orders.
Yeah.
They're like,
oh. Dude.
For to drink,
for
I'm going
to
have
drink.
A Mountain Dude. It's so good.
Just gay guys ordering pizza?
Gay guys. It's, almost ASMR. They like ASMR.
Yeah.
It's very
it is
good.
So fucking
that's what
great.
I have ordered.
It is yeah, so man. Fuck. I'm so glad you like Dakota.
Yeah, it got me fired up. I followed him. And I was like, he probably saw me fall. I was like, Jesus.
I DM'd him.
This freak's following me.
I put him in my stories. I was
yeah,
like,
it's so
and
funny.
I've been doing him all day.
Really?
They
been,
love
yeah.
it. They
I go,
love it.
I go, hey guys, Austin drink order. I said,
yes.
I got a martini with extra olives because I love
yeah, it's fun to do.
Damn.
It's fun to do, man.
You got
to
take it all the way.
Yeah.
You get pounded, dude, afterwards. You gotta play it up again.
Oh, you mean
pound.
Really go with the character?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. To get really get in deep. Otherwise, you're not gonna nail the Little Caesars order, dude.
Yeah.
His husband's just as good as he is.
Yeah.
Luke and his what? Sassy brother Scott are pretty fun too because Scott really fucking wilds out. Like he's like, and his brother kind of fucks with him. He'll set up the camera and be like, Scott, I dropped a glass in your pool. And he's, no, you twit. You fucking twit. This is what's wrong with you. God damn it. Like, it's fucking
gay
good.
British dudes?
I got to just play you just a clip. So you get an
English
idea.
English is already pretty gay.
I was
gay.
About to say, they might have just converted slowly.
They're already gay.
Wow, fucking Chris Rock just touched me. Great.
Yeah,
special.
Every gay guy wants to be British. I would say.
Sick.
No one got that?
Sick.
It's a joke. He even text me. I don't fucking know Chris Rock.
I assumed. I said, wow.
Yeah, have you ever met Chris?
Wow, what a, yeah. I just went, wow, what a braggart.
Oh, I guess that's a.
I text him.
Oh, you text him for real? Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to get a picture.
You were saying you didn't like his special. What was
oh,
it?
No. I was telling you.
wait. Meaning. What, Luke and Sassy Brother Scott?
Come on, bro. The good boy haircut? True. Can't bring me down today.
True, I just bounced right off you. Yeah. I would never say such a thing.
I would never say that. So
nice try. Scott. Melbourne Brothers.
Oh, they're Australian boys.
Yeah. So they
God.
Ah, fuck.
They both got, you're following their story, they both got hair plugs.
Fuck me right in the ass. Oh, and, darn. And, you've absolutely
great teeth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, he's at a dentist.
Have you missed me? I'm being treated. Get out. It's not your color. Oh, because it's your color.
Because it's your color.
Don't, Luke.
Don't.
Let me go. You look good, though. And I'm trying to meditate, so leave me alone and shut the door.
Dude, there's
damn,
no.
I never thought of gay Australian. That's the funniest possible
the
thing.
There's no shorter bond than gay brothers, dude.
Yeah,
are, no strong one.
Like he'll do stuff like, "Uh-oh, Selena Gomez on follow," and they go, "No, no."
Oh, I saw that one. I saw that one,
dude. It's
like because I unfollowed her. It's like
you twit. Yeah. You have wit twit.
Whoa, imagine finding out. Imagine not telling your brother you're both gay, and you finally are like, "I'm gay." Like me too.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun as hell, dude.
Yeah. I think people know. I don't think as gay as like it used to be. I think you know it right away, and then you tell everyone right away. I don't think anyone comes out anymore.
No, people are still...
You think?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think people wait a couple, a little bit.
I tried to say it to Joe yesterday, but I think I was pitched gay wrong as a kid.
What did you get?
Well, I enjoy the... What did I get? No, I'm
saying, like, what was the pitch?
Yeah.
I was like, you're not gay, are you? And I was like...
How fucking are
you? I was like, I don't know. What is it? And they're like, it's when you fuck in the ass and die. And I was like, whoa. So my uncle had AIDS. And so I was like... Huh? I was like, I hope I'm not gay. It doesn't sound fun.
Hey, your uncle got AIDS?
You're one of them. Well, I think two of them, actually.
Dang.
Yeah.
You guys love partying. Those are the real party, but those are the Van Wilders. Those are the real Van Wilders.
No, I think it was intravenous drugs. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yes. Yeah. The, there were uncles by marriage.
Yeah, but sure, it was intravenous drugs. But it's definitely intravenous drugs. And yeah, my dog's still at that farm.
Intravenous.
The things we tell our kids.
It's intravenous drugs.
Intravenous
dude.
Drug use.
The
I enjoy inner butt cock use, dude.
Ooh. I just love these gay guys on Twitter, on TikTok. They're so much fun.
They are fun.
They're fun.
They're better than bros. Like bros had a moment. Bros had a moment.
Hold up there.
Bros had a moment. Saturday for the boys was a moment when a guy would get on a jet ski and throw a football, and they go, "Let's fucking go!" Yeah.
What about bro?
But they played it out. They played it out. They need to reinvent
bro comedy.
Bro comedy was the pinnacle of comedy. Bro comedy movies starting on the way up here, dude. Sandler crushed it.
Oh yeah.
It's dead now. You can't do it now. Bro comedies. It's
You can't. You can't do like.
There's a bro comedy frozen right now in a glacier, dude.
Could be the machine, dude.
You have the bro comedy.
She's not bro comedy. It's
gay guys.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
It's just a straight.
It's comedy, but it's definitely a comedy, but it's more.
It's sophisticated.
No. It's like this sounds crazy, but it's more like Romancing the Stone.
Okay.
Like a fun. It's an adventure comedy.
Nice.
So it's not like bro comedy was centered around one location, one area, one happening, and it was like two dudes.
A lot of them are two dudes on a road trip, though.
A lot
which
of them.
I think this one kind of is.
Hangover.
This is me and Mark Hamill.
Tommy Boy.
Yep. Oh yeah, yeah. Maybe all that. I pitched a movie to. I pitched a movie to, one time, where it was me and Tom meet Johnny Depp, and he loves us, and he sends us on a road trip on a 57 Chevy that he buys to drive it to L.A. for him. And then he's going to finish filming, and then we'll meet him with his new car, and he's going to throw a party for us, and he gives us a list of things we got to collect along the way.
It's a turd out of his bed.
Damn. Turd in the bed is nuts.
She shit in the bed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Thick turd, dude.
For real?
It looked big crazy.
Old. Big
that
old.
That happens, though.
For sure.
Obviously. You ever shit in the bed?
Turded the bed on purpose.
Have you ever? Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I honestly
don't think I've ever shit.
It was a spite turd. It was like when you don't let your dog outside and shits a bed.
It was a thick turd.
I want
nice turd, dude. I've never had one turd that looked like that.
A smooth girl turd, too.
Yeah.
They don't have any ridges on their turds. I don't know why. Guys, ours, we have like little ball. You know, ours are like little collective.
A real man shits diarrhea.
Raisins in them.
Yeah.
A real man shatters the back of the toilet.
True. Yeah. Like a Jackson Pollock. Dude.
When we go on the road, I see what you do.
I destroy toilets.
That's awesome.
I shit on the underneath side of the.
That's legendary.
I've had a lot of time to think about how that happens. It's the intensity of the splash down it shoots up.
It's blowback.
I was always wondering how it could possibly hit the back.
You know what Leanne told me one time is you never thought to wipe your legs? I go, what?
Oh,
she
my
goes,
God.
If it's getting the underneath the toilet, then you'd freckled your ass with shit.
Whoa.
And you're putting pants on and not wearing underwear. And it blew my
mind.
You got
shit on your nutsack.
All the time. Whoa. All the time. And I never even thought of it.
Ew.
Wow, that's...
Damn
it. I just watched it hit LeMaire. You wipe your whole ass?
I wipe everything.
Yeah, LeMaire went like this.
I wipe everything. I wrote a joke about it. I took a shit so big I had to wipe my legs.
Dang, you're a towel off now.
I'm shitting pretty aggressively lately, but they're.
You got the fucking steroid dumps.
True.
Yeah. They're,
your asshole's like, brother.
They come out like a wet booger.
Oh, really?
Ew, dude.
Wait, how so? They just you gotta pick them out of your butt?
It's almost like there's lube in my ass and they just slide right out.
That's
pretty
DRT,
great.
Baby. That's awesome.
That is a nice shit, but it's pretty tough to hear. Don't get me wrong. I like it. But.
So it's like snot, you're saying more so. It's like snot.
I don't know. It's hard to they're just, I push. Do you push?
Yeah. I try. I've gotten a wicked hemorrhoid not too long ago. Well, a couple years ago.
That was the most intense hemorrhoid I've ever seen.
Bro, it was insane.
Well, you saw it?
Yeah, I sent him a picture.
Worse than Ari's?
Ari's looks like Ari's is absolutely disgusting, but this was like one... Yeah. Single fucking.
It was like
giant.
It was
like
a vein.
Grape.
A vein got out of my ass. It was actually
crazy.
Technically it was called like thrombosis.
Yeah,
it
was so bad, dude.
And then it popped.
What?
You had to. Yeah.
And then it just blood went everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
ass
it was bleeding. I had
like
gauze in my
time.
Ass for like 24 hours. Yeah. I was in school. I had to go to school with gauze in my ass and like walk
school.
Up. I went to graduate school.
I
was bored. I didn't know what to do with myself. And stupid.
What did you go to graduate school for?
Social work.
Why?
I honestly, it was because I was doing stand up. I was like, man, I was in like the weird, like, you know, just doing open mics, kind of like this sucks. And then I watched a lot of Jordan Peterson stuff and I was like, I wonder if schools are really as bad as he says. And I had an interest in psychology and stuff too.
Okay.
So I was like, I might as well go. And it actually was as bad as he said, but it's a long story.
Yeah. And then we got canceled while he was in grad school.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did you get any of that pushback?
No, they tried to kick me out of grad school. And I said, I dare you guys. That would be so sick if you kicked me out. And they were like, yeah, we're not going
to. And then, they would have to. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, go ahead. I was like, this will be the best thing I ever had. If you guys kick me out of grad school, it'd be so sick.
I'll go on Joe Rogan next week.
Yeah, it would be the sickest thing.
I'll go on Joe Rogan next week.
It was go ahead, make my day.
Why would you say that?
It was so bad, dude.
Those are hard to live through, but they're so fun to watch.
To be fair, it was a fair statement. Be like, you'd think, you know, you got kicked off SNL.
I think that's what all of us thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
But also, the reason I brought it up to him was the joke was the audacity of me.
Exactly.
To be like, I'll just go do that. That's something I can do if I want.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joe Rogan.
Yeah. So I think that's what he.
I wish I could
was offended.
It would be cool if you could put on virtual goggles and go back and live in the moment. I would like to be in the room when you said, have virtual goggles so I can see you right there, see him, you know, and be like, and
see
then,
my face,
and then watch,
see my face get
and then
red.
Go, like this, go back and forth like this
while smiling. Freeze my face get red. Going,
yeah.
Oh,
because I don't know.
Ah.
Huh.
Huh? Where even are we right now?
What the hell are we talking about? I got to pee. Can I go
to
the bathroom?
Wait, are we on your podcast or my podcast right now? I forgot.
How cool would that be? Why can't we do virtual goggles? Can we do... I'm going to ask your team.
That's my team.
Our team.
Can we do a VR camera actually, and then... You could watch this and feel like you're sitting on the couch.
You could do it.
True. We could easily Oculus this thing.
We've talked about that. Putting a POV like right at a table so it feels like you're sitting right at a table. Yeah, you could for sure do that. And then they could look down and see your tiny bulge in your sweat. Like,
how fun would it be? Because you could really fuck around. You put a VR camera in the middle, right? You do this, and then you do Easter eggs. Where you hire two porn stars to fuck on the table, and we're doing a podcast, and only the people that put on the goggles are like, what the fuck's going on in their kitchen? Like, you really dress a setup?
It would be
like,
nice for everybody to be able to see the teams.
Yeah, true.
There's two teams out there. You just want to be on the camera.
Oh,
you're
my
such
God,
a glory
dude,
hog,
go
dude.
Out
Gardini's
get
a comedian.
Mike, Gardini, give a five.
Gardini's a comedian.
No,
he's a
gay,
big shot. Shot, dude. He's a big shot.
Gardini, what do you think about all this stuff?
I think it's nonsense. I think you guys like poking fun at me.
No, we don't. We're talking. Dude. Who do you want to win, Russia or Ukraine?
Who do you want to win, Russia or Ukraine?
I don't know.
It's complicated.
Come on, Sean.
Are they playing baseball tomorrow?
Sean, don't put that mic down, brother.
What do you want from me?
Who do you want to win, Russia or Ukraine?
I don't care.
We don't care?
What do you mean you don't care?
Dude.
I don't care about anything.
Oh, that's a problem with your generation,
nihilist,
dude.
Huh?
Exactly, dude.
But why would I care about that?
Why would you not, dude? They're two powers fighting. It's the fate of democracy lies in wait, dude. You don't care?
The machine. Let's end the podcast.
Oh, what a nasty little fuck.
Why are you being so nervous?
Nasty little bastard.
Because there's another team here?
Yeah, the team is getting me
you
nervous.
Trying to show off for the other team?
Yeah. What do you
if
guys
you had
say?
To give your team a name, an animal's name, and my team an animal's name, like the Bears or the Cubs or the...
Ooh.
What would you name your team? Listen, and what would you name my team?
That's a good question.
Mine are more like the otters.
Yeah, otters I can see that. Very smooth.
Otters, yeah, very slick.
Yeah, yeah.
Very slick.
Yeah, ours would be some kind of... What did we see that one
Why
time?
Why are you so sad? Why are you so sad about that?
Ours are like Tasmanian devils,
That's
dude.
Crazy.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, ours are definitely Tasmanian devils.
The pandas.
Got a couple pandas.
The pandas versus pandas. The otters.
Got some pandas back there.
I don't know if otters is the right one. Maybe meerkats.
Meerkats.
Nah, definitely an aqua animal.
Meerkats.
It's an aqua
I would
animal?
Say amphibious. Your
I like
team's
meerkats.
Amphibious.
Noah wants to be the horses.
we're the horses.
We talk favorite animals a lot.
Yeah.
Really?
His favorite animal is a horse.
I'm a big otter guy.
I love otters.
Noah's a horse. He said a horse was the best animal.
Ooh, dude.
I know you Have love you... riding a horse. I know this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know this one.
Yeah.
When it hits a full stride, it's like it's a symbiotic relationship.
Oh, yeah.
I got to stop. I think I'm going to take a fucking year off. You know, I did a podcast with Howie Mandel, and I said, can I tell you a story? And he goes, I bet I've heard it. And I went, I bet you haven't. And I go, my sister, and he goes, when she worked at Fox, I went, motherfucker.
Damn.
I did three in a row. I did three in a row.
How'd he hear them?
I told them to him. Because I get nervous. Oh, yeah. I get nervous around guys like Howie, and I try to tell him good stories.
Yeah.
And I've been around him too much, and so I need to take time off.
Dang.
That happens to everybody. I've told the same, every time we go on Rogan, we say the same stories.
Yeah. No.
There's no worse again. Feeling when you go, I know I've said this already, repeat a story.
You
got to
say, I say it every
times.
Time. I know I've said this
you
before.
You got to do it, though.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
He said horse, dude. Horse was his number one.
Horses are pretty sick.
Yeah, but best animal?
I mean.
We said dogs are off the table.
Yeah, you can't man's best friend, obviously. That's complicated. Yeah, I don't know. I have a problem with favorites. I don't think I have a favorite anything, really. I just like stuff. And then I forget.
Yeah, but I know horse is not top 10 animal.
It's not. I'll tell you something. Bird. No. It's not bird.
Whoa, I mean, robins are
he
pretty
loves
good.
Birds.
See, I have dreams about animals
some
all the time.
Pretty cool birds of prey.
Really?
Yeah, constantly. I have animal dreams. But, yeah. Last
owl.
Week,
I
cut a snake's
owl.
Head off.
Owl's pretty
we
sick.
An owl that lives in our fucking... In our
owl's better than horse.
Wise.
Ooh.
Cool owl?
Yeah.
Says,
An eagle?
Eagles are pretty sick. Yeah. You ever seen a bald eagle?
Yeah.
No, I wish
there's
I would have.
There's so many in fucking Alaska that when you see them, you're like, shut up. And then they're not, after you're like 15th, you're like, okay, they're everywhere, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, that's awesome.
I saw a lion up close.
What?
I saw a lion. I saw a hippo. I had dreams about
hippo
hippos last night.
Do you really?
I had dreams about hippos last night.
Do you Google dream meetings when you wake up or you just let them go?
No. I have fucked up dreams. I have dreams that are like... I have epic dreams that I'll tell you, and you'll think they're a lie. That's how epic they are.
But let me hit me with one. I have pretty fucked up dreams myself.
My buddy, this is a dream. I woke me up crying. I woke up crying from a dream. My buddy Croy killed himself, and I had a dream that I was with Jenny Molin and Jason Schwartzman. Who played in American Pie? Jason Biggs.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was taking them to dinner, and they had their new baby in a car seat, and I sat in the back with the baby, and Jenny and I got high, and then the baby went, Bert, and I went. He was crying, but I could understand him, and I said, "Who is that?" He goes, "It's me, Croy. What the fuck's going on?" Whoa. And I was like, "Oh, Croy, you're how are you doing this?" And he goes, "I have no idea. What the fuck happened, man?" And we were partying in a hotel room, and now I've been with these fucking two people, and I go, "Oh, buddy, you killed yourself." And he was like, "I did?" And I said, "Yeah, you killed yourself, and I think you've been reincarnated." I go, "Listen, your mom and dad are cool as fuck." And he's like, "How are my parents?" And I was like, "Oh, they're not good." And he was like, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." He's like, "How's my brother?" I go, "Not good. It's not good, man." Damn. I go, "It's really bad." And he goes, can you get me to apologize to them?" And I said, "Yeah, this is a real dream I had." I said, "Hold on, I have an idea." So I take Jenny and Jason to Croy's parents to go have dinner. Now, Croy's mom would be really excited to be around celebrity like that. And Croy's dad's a very, very famous lawyer. And so I go to dinner with them. And Croy is, and they were not paying attention to the baby. And Croy's, and the baby's crying. It's Croy. And he's going, "Mom, mom, Jesus. Mom, I need to talk to you." And so I go, "Hold on, Croy." So I grab the baby. And I give it to Joyce. I'm going to get emotional telling you. This is why I woke up crying. Yeah, I gave the baby to his mom. And his mom's trying to listen but rock the baby. And he's going, "Mom, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I killed myself." And she's rocking him. And she goes, "It's okay. It's okay. I forgive you." And I woke up sobbing, crying. And Leanne's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" That's the kind of dreams I have. Jesus. I can't believe I'm fucking crying. Do you remember I told you
I can believe it?
I cry a lot.
Yeah.
I was waiting to interject the joke, but I was like, it would be inappropriate.
Yeah. No, it's fucking crazy. I sold a TV show to Comedy Central on that dream.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was the show?
I animated all my dreams.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome.
I told them that thing, and then these two ladies are crying, and dang, we're all crying, and they go, "We'll fucking do it."
That's like, it's a
fucking laughing extreme. About when you'd be like, "You killed yourself," and the baby goes, "Wah!"
She just put a pacifier in her mouth.
Oh no.
He said, "My dick's so small." It's so small.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it again. This is no way to live with this dick.
Oh, that's funny.
All right.
That was a good way to end on a
crime.
That's a really
way,
fucking
man.
Insane thing.
That was all. Awesome.
Insane thing. I am uncomfortable.
When was the last time you cried?
Probably recent. I can cry easy.
For real? Yeah.
I get a little teary eyed easily.
Well, yeah. What was
I
last
guy? I got teary eyed last night watching the fucking Night Stalker.
What part
dude,
makes you cry?
What are you talking about? This thing's a tragedy. No, the cop at the end.
Yeah.
So the one detective, all their information got out and shit. So like they were like, "Oh, now we're worried that the Night Stalker is going to try to attack you." And he was gone constantly. He was working the case every day. So his wife and their kids, they like moved out. They're like, "We're leaving until you finish this." So they left. And then the night they caught him, he went to like his cousin's wedding, and then he was like, "Where's my wife?" And him and her and the family came in, and I was right there.
Yeah.
I held it.
You did?
But it was close. I could have. It was a nice moment.
I could have let mine go bad.
Just now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was yeah.
I'm always, especially now that the girls are getting older, and I feel like I'm always this close. When in Boston,
yeah, you're gonna be a sweeter old man. You're gonna get even. You're gonna be a little sweet old man
in Boston. I was trying to explain this to someone, but like I was telling Joe, I was like, I got a standing ovation at the Garden that happened so fucking quick. I was just like, "Fuck that bitch, this is Russia." And as I went to say Boston, they went, and I cried that morning.
Those have been getting me.
Yeah,
really?
The standing ovation at the end of a show is so hard. Not like you're just like. It's a genuine smile. You're like, I walk off so quick. I go,
oh. Bye, thank you guys.
And then I get the fuck out of there. And then I go, that sucked. I sucked. That sucked.
Those arenas will get you emotion. Tampa.
Yeah.
Tampa, when I got a quick standing ovation there and my parents were there. Oh, there was waterworks there. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't cry a bunch. I remember the first time, I remember crying when Leanne dumped me, and it was like I was vomiting. I couldn't get it to stop.
Oh.
And I was looking at myself in the mirror, laughing at myself, crying, going, what the fuck's wrong with you?
That's the breakup where I cried. I did that. I saw myself in the mirror, and I was like, Jesus Christ. And I stopped crying.
Wait, where? When?
It was a breakup once. I was living in my parents' basement. And I saw myself in a full body mirror.
Crying.
And I was like, whoa. Fuck. And I went to bed and I had sleep paralysis that night. I got attacked by a demon that night.
You got sleep paralysis?
Dude. Yeah. And it was before anyone, no one ever talked about sleep paralysis.
Yeah. What's sleep paralysis?
I had no idea what it was. Dude.
What's sleep paralysis? Dude,
terrifying.
Maybe I don't want to know.
Yeah, you're going to want
to know. You'd like to know before, because if you get it, you're going to think you're being like possessed by a demon.
Again.
Wait, I think I've had this.
Yeah. You probably have.
And they get heavy on you?
Yes, if you're an avid dreamer, you probably had sleep paralysis.
Oh, they get heavy on you? I thought it was ghosts molesting me.
Yeah. No, dude.
I thought it was ghosts molesting me. When you go like this in your work, you're like, what the fuck's going on?
It probably is.
I thought it was ghost. Oh, my God. Yeah. So wait.
You can't move and you're waving and you're like seeing stuff. Sleep paralysis.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Dude, this is how fucked up mine was. I saw it. It was standing at the foot of my bed. It walked up the side of my bed, and I woke up like while it was reaching for me, and I tried to fight it. I thought it was real. So I got out of bed, and I was like hiding.
This happened to me the other night.
Yes. So then nobody talked about sleep paralysis. I'm 6 months later, I'm on the internet just looking at like weird Wikipedia pages, and I clicked sleep paralysis, and the image that came up was the image from my dream.
I saw it
on the internet in real life. I was like, holy fuck.
Shut the fuck
up.
Yeah, man.
I had it. Very scary. I had it. I was caretaking a house, and I heard a piano playing. And I went, no one's in here but me. So I grabbed my gun, and I walked into the other room, and I saw the piano things going da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden, my arm went up to the wall. And I got real heavy and I was pressed and I knew I was asleep.
And I knew I was asleep
and I couldn't move. And the ghost was holding me and he was trying to turn the gun to my head. And I was going, no, you're not going to get me, motherfucker.
I can't die.
Jesus.
That's not real.
That's not real.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah. I really set myself up for some jokes when I do die, huh? They're like,
yeah. Yeah. By the way, we all have.
Yeah, for
we
sure.
All have. Oh,
yeah.
I've been on here being like, I'll never be in a wheelchair. Yeah. Never. Yeah.
I'm never happy.
I could never. Just gonna get hit by a fucking Grubhub scooter. Just on a sidewalk. Yeah.
Well, man.
All right, we gotta wrap it up,
yep.
Huh?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Hey, thank you, man.
Come by tonight. That'll be fun.
Okay.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Should I put on a disguise and heckle Joe List?
Dude, I would not fuck with Joe List.
What?
I wouldn't. I don't know.
No.
Get Norman.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm gonna just go hang out. I'll text them and see if I can come by.
Well, thanks for having us. Check out Razzle Dazzle
for sure.
And thanks for having us, dude.
All right,
you're the man.
So awesome, guys. Thank you.
Love you, bro. Thank you.